Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. Y'all already know the vibes, man. Bruh. You all, man, I gotta give you all a props, man. This Born Legacy card, number one, I wish he was on pay-per-view. But let me get the guest on, man. I don't even know if I had to describe this brother's career so far in battle rap, man. The first word I guess I gotta say is just superb. Like, the dude I'm about to speak to right now, man, coming off champion of the year, coming off champion of the night multitude of times last year. If I had a vote right now, I'm sorry, Danny Myers. I'm sorry, Av. I know your brother's having a good year. Chess, I see you, my G. And Chess, no disrespect. The reason you're having a good year is because of the guest. He gave me this shot. Because a lot of people said, Chess, why is this brother giving you this shot? But, my dude, I got back-to-back champions of the year so far, man. DG, what's good, my nigga?
Man, what's popping, man? What's the big old deal?
Am I wrong when I'm saying about Chess? No disrespect to Young Blood. Am I wrong when I'm saying?
No. You're speaking facts, man. You know the boy been out here putting in hella work. You know what I'm saying? But most definitely, you know what I'm saying? Me and his battle spirit headed him back in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? Not saying he wouldn't have got busy with anybody, but you know what I mean? Just that battle with myself definitely was a good battle to start the year off. We put on a classic, so hell yeah, most definitely.
I say this all the time, you know, because Geechee, you remember this. You should know better than anybody else. When people said that you were battling Chess, wasn't your mentions getting lit up like Geechee? What you doing?
Yeah, hell yeah. At that time, hell yeah. What you doing, right, man? What the hell? You just won a champion. You just battled Arsenal. You did right. You that. You know what I'm saying? All type of little like shit. You know what I'm saying? But me, I'm like, I'm all for the smoke. I'm all for the competitive shit. Plus, I knew he was a killer. I knew. Sometimes it just takes that motivation, like battling a nigga. Like I say though, not just with bro, but with plenty of niggas, man. Everybody I battle, I get the best of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if
that's
it's just the respect they got for me, just knowing how I give it up outside the ring to be like, you know what? I ain't finna get in there and play with this nigga because he gonna have me looking crazy or what. But like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? On the real. But all right, cuz.
I always say this, Geechee, even though I had you beating Chess 3-0, he was still good. Like, he lost, but he was still good to me. He was still fire. And I feel he took off after your battle. Like, it was, you know what I'm saying? He took off.
Yeah, on the hood. On the set, he did. Hold on, 2 seconds. Hold on, 2 seconds, my boy. Hey, hold on. Park real quick. Yeah, my bad.
No, you could get you ripping him.
I got
man.
A lot going on. Yeah, you got. Yeah, I'm out here doing a lot, man. Yeah, man. Fuck with your boy, though.
Where you go?
Man, anything, man. They got an ATM in the square, man.
Where you finna go right now?
I'm finna just hit a corner and make a move with him. I'm doing an interview on the phone. My people. My cousin right here. I'm trying to borrow something for my cousin. Man, we trying to make a transaction. Like, he acting like he ain't got it. Man, that's anything you think, man.
I got to go chill a little while.
All right, don't trip. If you just get me later, then fuck with me later. But look, my bad. I'm on this interview, man. Love you,
man.
You
good.
Oh, you still give me a dollar.
Oh, yeah. I
love
you, nigga.
Love you, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm right here, man. I'm right here in my set, man. This is my two cousins right here, man, just talking some shit. But, yeah, man, like that's where I've been at with it, man. I'll just be trying to get my A down. I feel like anybody that get in the ring with me, they know they can't play with me. I go 100 on all these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing that, like I said to you on your show last time, a lot of times niggas don't get the credit. Because everybody be like, oh, bro coming with debatables. He ain't bodying nobody. But it's like, I can body him, but don't get it twisted. I'm getting the niggas at their best, like the best they got.
Yeah.
Like, but they trying their hardest not to get bodied. Like, these niggas is writing their heart out. Like, plus, I'm battling back to 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 back. I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, so these niggas, a lot of the niggas I'm battling, like, they ain't got shit cracking until they battle me. When I battle Surf, he ain't had nobody before me. When I battle motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? At the time I battled Chess, he didn't have nothing before me. When I battled Arsenal, he ain't had nothing cracking before me. You know what I'm saying? Head Ice didn't have nothing cracking.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, in NWX, when I battled them, that was DNA first time being back on the stage all year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, So niggas be having time, and I'm back-to-back every 2-3 weeks back in the field getting cracking. So that's why when you said the shit about champion of the year, like I say, respect Danny. If I would love to see Danny get a Nitty, Av, Shine, motherfucking JC. There's so many niggas I wouldn't mind seeing get it. But like, if you look at it like
a
fighter, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you look at it like a fighter, like you got to clearly ain't nobody having a clear better year than me, and I'm the champ already. I'm still working like I'm not the champ. You know what I'm saying? To me, it would have to be somebody that you like, if I would have took 2-3 battles different, but I done got about 9-10 battles under my belt, ain't took no clear L's, done took main stages, small stages, one rounders, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit, man. Like, hell yeah, man, nigga the champ right now.
I would say this,
like, you know what it is.
Geechee, I would say this. Av is on your heels, man, because he hasn't lost a battle all year.
Let's go ahead, man.
I interviewed Mike P a month ago, and then he went on Champion, and basically said the same thing. He said on my show that you want that smoke, man. What do you think about Mike P on Champion today, my nigga? Talk to me, Geech.
I didn't even watch it. I'm not gonna front. I am gonna watch it because I always watch Champion. But seen the Twitter people going crazy on Twitter. Like, hey, keep bringing up my piece. I'm like, what happened? They said it's an episode on Champion. They shared it with me. So I've been moving around all day today. So I'm gonna get time later on so I can sit back and really watch it. But at the same time, man,
you feel like you're taking
like,
a spot. You feel like you're taking a spot, Geech.
But I want to feel like how you feel like I'm taking this spot. There's so many other battlers out there that he could be like, me and him in two totally different lanes. Like the lane that I'm doing, he can't do what I do up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, my spot solidified. He can't get up there and do what I'm doing. So even if I stop, they ain't going to put him in that spot. They're going to give it to motherfucking Ace. I mean, the motherfucking Swamp. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas going to get there in the mood because we talking that lane that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Snake Eyes and them. You know what I'm saying? So he can't really say that. But at the same time, I get his what he doing, like he probably look at it like, you know what, Geechee going crazy, like that's he want to be like everybody else and wrap his heart out and have a classic. Of course you want to battle me because you know I'm gonna give you 3 crazy rounds. As long as you're sitting there writing your best material right now, you get to have a classic battle with the top battle rapper in the game right now. And it make perfect sense. You feel me? Everything he doing, like I'm not dumb. See, people be thinking I'm dumb. Like I'm not dumb from the streets. I'm hella smart, educated. I get the tactic like you could, because you be calling anybody else out, but you'll have a good battle like you just had with Sirius Jones, and it don't matter. Or have a battle like when you lost to JC.
Damn.
Ain't nobody talking about it, but you have a crazy battle with Gotti. Even if they tell like you lost, it's like at least it was with Geechee Gotti. I had a classic. We talking about it. Let's get it. Your stock go up. So yeah, of course, man, he want to get in the ring with me, but he don't want to come like he really talking, man. I'm gonna do him so bad is when he on Norman a different bag right now, like. I'm finna kill everybody. Like, I'm really finna stop playing with niggas, like, being nice, like, on Compton. I've been being too humble, and that been my problem. I ain't really had to be humble like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I chose to be. But now I'm finna go in there and really, like,
you said that in one of your bars. I don't know if it was against Chess or Surf or somebody. You were like, people telling them I'm being too humble. Like, I forgot what
broke
the rest of the lines, but I listen to you so much.
Yeah.
What,
I know
you don't
know it's
smoke.
When I forget the bar, too. I don't duck smoke.
You
exactly.
Don't, you don't duck smoke.
I don't
but
duck
if something
smoke.
Might be.
Yeah.
You would entertain it?
Yeah. I would entertain it for sure. Hell yeah, I would. But that's what I was saying on the thing earlier, though. Like, you know, I don't like to discuss, like, some leagues, businesses, and shit like that. But, like, it ain't really up, like, it's, don't get it twisted. I can't say it's not up to me because I can choose who I battle. But I can't just be like, yo, Beasley, Gnome 9, Gnome 10, 11, let's get that Mike P. Because they got to feel like Mike P is worth their investment to put on that stage with me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm going to be up there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he got to get himself, like his battles before that got to make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? More than just the shit talking. It got to be a battle that also makes sense. Because you see when he's saying it, it's a million fans that's like, hell no, what the fuck? You Snake Eyes before that. Oh, what the hell? If you going to battle in Old Red before that, you know what I'm saying? Or Geechee vs. Cal, Geechee vs. Twerk, Geechee vs. Hitman, Geechee vs., you know what I'm saying? Verb,
right.
DNA, like they going to name a gang of other battlers that's in front of him for that spot. You know what I'm saying? But so he got to make it make sense. But, like, you feel me, it's other leagues and other platforms that probably would jump on it a little bit faster. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's all up to that man. You feel me? Yeah, he decides to take it because I'll kick a nigga ass anywhere, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel
as long as they paying, paying green dollars with blue strips, I'm gonna go get it.
Geechee, do you feel you surpassed a lot of people without saying names? Do you feel like you surpassed a lot of your peers that's in your class or maybe had two classes before you maybe?
I mean, yeah, most definitely, you know what I'm saying? And that wasn't my goal. Like, my goal was like, oh, well, I'm going to see where this nigga at. I'm going to pass him up. Really, my goal was just to do me and put myself in a position where I felt like I needed to be, you know what I'm saying? So I know I passed up a lot of different motherfuckers in a short period of time. Not even just my peers. I done passed up niggas that was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ahead of a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like 10 years ahead of a nigga. I done passed up all type of niggas, but at the same time, that come with hard work. A lot of these dudes got stagnant. You know what I'm saying? They got real stagnant and complacent with themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I brought that competition vibe back to where it's like, you can't be stagnant. You can't be complacent. Like, you got to show these niggas you a dog. Like, you would get in there with anybody. Like, I'm the definition of a nigga not ducking smoke. So I feel like that got a lot of other niggas, like, battles that they wouldn't have normally got, because now other niggas is like, man, I'll take that battle. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ducking no smoke. We done seen some of the battles we never thought we'd see. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like,
right.
Just because niggas is like,
when do you get a point in your career, DC, when you're like, you know, you're not ducking smoke, but it's like, nah, bro, I don't need to battle you right now.
Yeah. Wait, say that one more time. My bad, buddy.
No, you good.
You,
when you get at a point in your career when you're like, okay, we all know you ain't ducking no smoke, but certain dudes, because they call your name out, I'm not talking about Mike P in general, but just anybody
in general,
might be like, I don't really have to battle you, dog. Like, I don't really have to do that. It's not because I'm ducking you. Just that I just don't need to. Like, when are you in your prime right now? You feel like you're in your prime?
I'm in my prime, so I'm taking all type of niggas. Like, but I don't know if I can ever say I can get to that point. I mean, I know some people do get to that point. Don't get me wrong. Like, I probably will get there, too. It might be a time where I'll be at that point. But to me, it just be like, it's just like anything. It's just like in the streets or in a boxer. Like, I can't say a boxer because some of them might pick and choose, but I'll say a street fight or something, or like being in jail or something. Like, you might have had a fight with a nigga today, and if another nigga call you out tomorrow, you can't be like, oh, man, I'm only fighting, you know what I'm saying? These niggas, like, you feel me? You're going to give it to whoever wants smoke, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no, you ain't turning down nothing. So I'm just coming with that mentality right now. Like, if they calling me out, if it, once it makes sense, like, I can't book the match. I'm not paying none of these niggas. These niggas got, you feel me? So, like, it's like, if they find somebody that's willing to do it, whether that be the big league, small league, or whoever they feel like can make it happen, like, shit, I'm not turning it down, like, at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see, after K-Rock, I got Don Marino. They was able to, his league that hit me up was able to get the business done. It was like, shit, fuck it. Other than that, I'd be chilling, man, playing Madden and minding my motherfucking business. They be coming for me. You don't be seeing me calling out nobody.
No, you know what? Are you at a point in your career where you don't really have to call out anybody right now?
Probably, but like, it's people that I do want to battle. I made a post where it was like, I want to battle Calico, O-Red, you know what I'm saying? You feel what I mean? Verb, like, it's some of them dudes I want to battle just because I feel like the fans want to see it. So, like, whether me, like, really calling them out, but just knowing that I do want to battle them cats, like, so I wouldn't be too above, like, throwing some jabs out there and talking some shit to making it happen, you know what I'm saying? So they can know that that is real. But, like, nah, I probably don't got to do too much calling out, like, you know what I'm saying? Because we at that level to where it's like, you know, right, niggas know it makes sense 9 times out of 10. It's a lot of battles that make sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he making sense, he doing his thing, he doing his numbers, like, you feel me? So, like, yeah, but like, I ain't opposed to calling niggas out if I felt like it was something I'd do, you know what I mean?
So were you shocked, Mike P, saying that? Were you shocked?
I mean, I was shocked that I woke up to that today. I swear to God, because I'm chilling. Like, I forgot what I was, like, last night. Let me put you in the space I was in. Look, last night, Saturday was my homeboy's birthday. So, boom, we chilling.
Okay.
Yesterday was Sunday. We go bowling at this little shit out here called Bolero. We lit. We drunk at the bowling alley. Homies, homegirls. We throwing big bowling balls. Boom, we betting on the game. We having fun. Boom, we lead in. We go to Boston Nova. That's the food I posted on Twitter I had. Seafood pasta with the Manuela sauce. You feel me? Got the shrimp, the salmon, the asparagus, all that inside the pasta. The fettuccine noodles with the Manuela sauce. It's a special sauce. Stupid dumb bomb. Bossa Nova Brazilian food. Right, boom. So look, we at the tables, we eating that. So boom. After that, we go to Crazy Girls, which is a strip club right around the corner from the Bossa Nova. Everybody go there. Boom. So we go from the bowling alley to the Bossa Nova to the strip club. We turned up in the strip club. I get to the house like 5, 6 in the morning. Stupid dumb loaded. Turned up with my folks. Yeah. stupid dumb loaded with my peoples, you know what I'm saying? And we go crazy. I wake up, I'm half asleep, you know what I'm saying? I'm half asleep. I mind you, I'm like barely getting in for the night, but I'm like, fuck it, somebody calling my phone early in the morning to do something. So it woke me up, and then I started looking on Twitter, and all I see is like, my nigga, Mike P. Somebody's like, Mike P. want to battle Gucci Gotti in Compton, said he at 30. I'm like, damn, the fuck you, Mike P. say this at? Like, he doing, the fuck he, doing interviews or something? Like, he put this on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, but then, so I don't pay no attention. I'm laughing at the comment. I make a comment like, man, he don't want that smoke. I'm thinking he's just saying something. So then I see another nigga come with some shit like, man, with the whoop, the nigga Mike P. said he'll do this and do that. What's happening with you? The nigga Mike P. said he'll do this and do that. I'm like, what the fuck? Then I see another one. The nigga Mike P. said he'll do that. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this? Like, why everybody talking about what Mike P. right. said? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was hella shocked. Like, okay, he was talking crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm half sleep reading the shit. But then I got, you know, I'm going to talk my little shit back and all that. But, like, I see his comments and all that. And, you know, Mike P., like I say, outside the ring, I'm not going to make no forced aggression. Like, I don't fuck with bro. Like, cause bro solid to me. You know what I'm saying? For us, when I met him, you feel me? He a solid dude. Right. In that ring, I don't fuck with none of them niggas. Like, I'm gonna talk to them niggas bad. I'll make them niggas look crazy when niggas done. I'll be making niggas look at niggas different when they finish rapping with me. That's another thing. But I also take the niggas to another level. It ain't really been a nigga that came, like, besides Twerk, it ain't been a nigga that came in at this little generation that after you battle
right.
them, that motherfuckers elevate also. You know what I'm saying? Like, so a lot of times you won't see them calling out. It's other cats in my class, they probably won't call them out because they feel like they don't benefit that much from it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, somebody like Mike P, he been in the game before me, but in this situation, I would be doing him a favor. You know what I'm talking about? So I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? Probably, like, 3 years ago when he battled Twerk on Summer Madness, I was battling Stewie Newton somewhere in, like, fucking a small room in L.A. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? Like picture that. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hold on. Is that why he feels the type of way? Because he like, yo, hold on, fam. You was battling Twerk. I was battling Daylight. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, you was having one rounds with Danny Myers at the time.
You put yourself in his shoes. Like, he looked at it like it was a point in time where he probably was talking shit like, Geechee who? Like, who the fuck is Geechee? Like, fuck it, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Dude over there battling at Ahad and the Ryan and, you know what I'm saying? LA Battlegrounds, all these little small leagues on the West Coast. He ain't making no noise. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? He ain't making no noise. And then next thing you know, nigga look up. It's like, damn. I'm seeing Geechee getting paper over here. I'm seeing Geechee getting that paper over here. I'm seeing Geechee smoking my idols. Like, hold on, man. Let me get some of that. Let me battle Geechee, get some of that Gotti sauce, man, because that sauce dripping, and he wants some of it, man. So I got plenty of it. You feel me? I got plenty of it. What's up, man?
You know what's interesting about you, Geechee? And I always say this. You always say, I respect dudes. When we get in the ring, you wouldn't even think that I respect these dudes. That's one thing I respect about you, because even when you and Diddy battle NWX, right? Y'all was going at it. And after the battle, y'all been doing interviews together. You know what I'm saying? You don't take it to heart. You still cool. Yeah, you still rock with dudes.
Nah, I'm still cool.
Regardless,
I'm rocking with niggas, man. Because it ain't that serious for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like when you done been sitting in these streets, man, that shit up there is all entertainment at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, that's all entertainment. That's like, even me, I could speak on the shit when niggas made the jokes with the tree. Niggas like, man, how God he feels me. Get up there, all that shit is supposed to end. I'm like, how that's going to end my career? If I'm walking down the street right now and see a random group of motherfuckers looking like they're going to do some shit, I'm about to spin off and move out the way. The tree just happened to be there, bitch. I was getting to the side no matter what. It could have been a bike right there. Niggas would have been like, niggas sitting behind a bike. Oh, you feel me? Like, nigga, I done been shot. I got a bullet in me right now. So my mental is different. Right. I look at any situation like a dangerous situation when I'm not strapped and I'm out of town and not knowing what's going on and where I'm at. So I got to look at shit like that. I got to make it back home to my good people and my kids and all that. You feel me? Because that's just how I'm like. But niggas wouldn't understand that because they not from that type of environment. So they'll wonder how a motherfucker can move past that and keep moving, because, like, that's real gangster. That's real gangster shit. It's not no fucking shit. Like, ain't no nigga going to never put their hands on me, touch me, do nothing crazy without a real, real repercussion. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, nigga ain't even going to talk to me outside that ring with no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the difference with a lot of motherfuckers. I can go up there and genuinely have fun with these dudes because I know these niggas from before the battle. Like, I'm dapping it up with Sean. I'm not finna – I'm going to talk to you crazy up here. You're going to talk crazy to me, but I'm not finna – after the battle, be like, hey, cuz, why you say that line about Whoopi Whoop? I don't give a fuck about the line you said, nigga. Nigga, this is what you supposed to. You better say that line, you know what I'm saying? You better say what you can say while you got the chance to say it. This is the time, you know what I'm saying? Get it all out, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't for the dissing niggas' dead relatives and all that. Like, but I have disrespected motherfucker. I'm a disrespectful nigga. But if I know ahead of time, that's something I'm not with. You know what I mean? Now, so I just to segue into that, I'm not with that, but I said that just to say, and I've done that before unknowingly. Like, shout out my nigga Head Ice. When I battled him, I disrespected his mother. You know what I'm saying? Rest her soul. After the battle, he explained to me that she passed away. After the battle, he explained to me she passed away. I didn't notice. I even got on camera on, I don't know who the fuck camera it was, but I let him know, like, listen, I said a bore in that battle. I didn't know that this man's mother passed. I want to apologize for that and to her and to him. You know what I'm saying? Just as a man, because that's just what niggas supposed to do. G shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's out of respect. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even rope that in there had I known that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel bad to this day. Like, damn, I wouldn't even say no shit like that had I known that. Because I know how I probably would have reacted if that happened to somebody that I loved and they said that. You know what I'm saying? Or the people that's with me might have reacted. You feel me? So I appreciate him just being an OG and not even taking it there, you know what I'm saying? Or even losing his cool and able to just tell me after the battle, like, hey, little bro, you know what I'm saying? Only thing that I didn't like was that Whoopi Whoop, man. I don't think you knew, though, but Mama Love passed away. Oh, I didn't know that, bro. He on the hood. You know what I'm saying? Respect. Or, dude, you know, let me make sure I clarify. That's why I'm saying it even now for niggas didn't see that interview. You know what I'm saying? I'm never intentionally disrespecting no dead peoples or nothing like that. Like, I talk about a motherfucker living all day, though. They living, they breathing, they can... You feel me? I'm going to say some shit because it's battle rap, but, like, I do think there's certain shit that's crossing the line, like, you know what I'm saying, especially in this climate, you know what I'm saying, that where niggas be like, oh, is there anything too far? I feel like it's certain shit it's not being too far, it's just respect, you know what I mean? Certain shit is just respect. It ain't about it being too far. Now it's just we all got respect for each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't going to tell a nigga fuck his dead auntie outside the ring, cuz, don't say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, on the real, like, a nigga... If you ain't willing to stand on that, because nigga will die behind that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. But outside, nigga might tell a nigga, like, nigga, I'll slap you and your kids. Nigga, kids living. Nigga might really say that outside the ring if a nigga mad enough. You know what I'm saying? But, like, in the ring, like, all that just doing shit for shock value sometimes, that shit ain't cool. The culture ain't really for that. You know what I mean?
I can't even ask you how you feel about the Murderland situation. I think he kind of summed it up by saying what you said.
And don't get me wrong, in that situation, they all, whoever was fighting, whatever, that's on them. I ain't, like, I probably would have handled it the way Mook handled it. I mean, not saying Briz, because of one thing, I don't know if Briz knew it. Briz didn't know, like he said, he didn't know, then more power to him. You know what I'm saying? He probably just said some shit, you know what I mean? But, like, if knowing prior, then, you got to kind of expect something like that. But Briz, my mans, Mook, my mans, Cal, my mans, like, I fuck with them niggas outside. These niggas all cool. Niggas, I done met them niggas. Cal been in my hood, like, so I know Cal a goer anyway.
But Geechee, you know what it is?
You know what I'm saying?
You don't give off. I know, Geechee, I know you're a real dude. And when I say you're a real dude, I know you come from the streets. You know what I'm saying? I get that feel from you. But to me, you don't wear it on your shoulder. When I interviewed you, I've been interviewing you for the last 2 years. You don't ever come up as a guy that's trying to be that he's tough on camera. You talking about, wow, you be joking around 99% of the time when I see you on camera, bro.
We happy, bro. We getting paid to get up here and talk crazy and all this, man.
Right.
If I wasn't doing this, I don't know what I'd be doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, for real, like, a nigga be doing something because I ain't going to be working no 9-to-5, so a nigga going to be doing something illegal. You feel me? Like, but, like, you feel me? Like, I never just had good luck with jobs. Like, I always worked some little bullshit job and quit or got fired or something, so I end up always having to do something else, you know what I'm saying, that was extracurricular. So, like, when we up here getting paid to rap and be entertainers, like, bro, it's nothing to do but have fun and enjoy yourself. What you angry for? What you trying to prove? You street to these people's school and all that. If you really that, it's already there anyway. You know what I'm saying? The documents should be there all the way. You know what I'm saying? You can check my little shit. I done been to jail for guns and shootings and all this. I'm not making it up. Motherfuckers can ask anybody from around this way. You know what I'm saying? You can call anybody from around this motherfucker and they'll tell you it doesn't happen. Whether it happened years ago or whatever, it's on the file. You know what I'm saying? It's done. We so happy to be blessed, you know what I'm saying, to not have to resort to that, you know what I'm saying, to not have to be out here trying to rob and kill to get no money. Like, it's not it's not worth it. Like, why you want to go up there on that stage and or be in that environment around all that money? That's a $1 million company. You want to be around all these millionaires and dudes making money, and you try to figure out how you can throw it away, nigga. Please, you crazy. I never let none of them dudes fuck my money off on the real. That's what I will kill behind. Nigga get to trying to play me out of
the
making
bread.
Paper.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, oh, Lord.
For that paper,
know,
my nigga,
man,
yeah.
I got it
yeah,
yeah, so I'm happy at all times. I'm smiling. I'm giggling because I'm genuinely blessed. You know what I'm saying? I'm able to take care of my family and my kids off of rap. You know what I'm saying? We get up there for 9 minutes and get a nice lump sum of money to go back home and figure it out and do our thing. We got a whole nother 30 days, we finna get paid again. You know what I'm saying? We got another event next 30 days, we finna get paid again. Like, there's nothing to really be upset about, but like, yeah, you definitely right, bro. I don't wear it on my sleeve and all that because it ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about
yeah,
that.
You don't be doing that.
Nah,
are you shocked
at
your little battle?
I'm trying to get on Disney
Channel.
I'm trying to get it. Nah, I'm not shocked, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, URL be trying to hide all my murders. You know what I'm saying? I've been noticing that. You feel me? Like, every battle I done had this year have not came out on YouTube. They got everything on the app. I'm like the app king. I got about 20 battles on that mug. You know what I'm saying? The most reaction.
Oh,
they ain't even dropped that on the app, though. But, yeah, they've been hiding my battles, man. Like, it's all good, though. I don't know what they got going on.
You get pissed off
on that? There, you know what I'm saying? I honestly, like, only with certain of them, like, I'm upset with some of them because everybody don't got the app, and I want people to see me versus Surf. I want people to see me versus Chess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't get it wrong for a business. I want them to get their money, but I'm like, man, after y'all done got y'all dough, man, come on and drop mine. Let my peoples, you feel me? Let my freemium niggas get it one time. Just see it one time, like, at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? But I ain't mad at it. I understand it's business. I already tell me they gotta do what they gotta do.
Let me get a take on your brother that you rock with also on the Jersey tour. I want to get your take on his tweet he put out yesterday. He put a tweet out, and I thought it was very interesting, Geechee. He said he wanted to holler at one of the vets to help him on preparation. You
okay, yeah, I seen that.
When you saw that?
I think that's growth. You know what I'm saying? That's growth. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think Twerk younger than a lot of the cats in the game. You know what I'm saying? He's not a child, but, like, he's younger than a lot of cats in the game. So, like, I'm 31. You know what I'm saying? Just turned 31. You feel me? Like, in June. You feel me? So, you feel me? Like, imagine, like, if I was in this 4-5 years ago, like, having this money, having this stardom, it'd probably be different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get money, you have a stardom. Like, if you ain't really got time to, like you, like, I can do this with ease. He had natural talent. He like being LeBron James. LeBron James, without practice, is still better than 90% of the league. You feel me? But if LeBron James practiced, then he the best nigga on the court. You feel me? Ever. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he kind of shoved. I done been at events with Twerk coming up with 3 rounds in 2 days. Like, as soon as we landed, he like, I ain't got a second, Geechee. And he dead ass serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? And by the time we get on stage, he make miracles happen. And I'm like, but this nigga came up with this in 48 hours. You know what I'm saying? And you feel me? So it's like, I think him just acknowledging the fact that he know he got to get on it a little sooner. I just letting you know that he trying to, like, go to another level. And that's scary for anybody that's going to be standing in front of him because, you know what I'm saying, he definitely, all he was missing is the preparation, in my opinion. You feel me?
Right. No, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah.
Let's address the elephant in the room, my dude. You and J-Rock, when I saw this yesterday, my nigga, I ain't gonna lie, I got lit.
Yeah.
I said, I tweeted out Geechee Gotti versus J-Rock. Yikes! Danny Meyer's voice, my nigga.
Yo, that shit
is this
crazy,
one of them things?
Yo, like,
is this one of them things?
One of them ones, like, yeah, this gonna be a classic, you know what I'm saying? Like, this gonna be a classic. Like, I already know it's gonna be. I know I'm gonna come 120. He gonna come 120. It's gonna be the best me and best him. Like, don't get it twisted though. Like, I do want to say this. We wasn't on each other's radar. I don't know if he had another opponent, but I had somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I heard about that.
At first. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So my opponent got changed last minute, and he got at me too. Me and Rock actually got a better relationship than some of the other battlers, and he was hitting me like, is this enough time for you? You want to do it or not? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so out of respect, I'm like, man, look, man, like, nigga, let's get it. Like, it's like, we're going to get paid. It's a big card. I'm not going to take no money, no food off your table. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you ain't trying to take none off mine. If it's just enough time, you feel me? I done wrote in less time, so let's get it. But we definitely wasn't scheduled for each other when the card was first getting put together. So kind of like a last minute thing, but I do feel like we're going to get it going. Is that background kind of loud where I'm at, or everything cool?
Why do you think I switched around? I'm not saying the names, because I know the name. Why do you think I switched around, though?
To be honest, I really think the only reason I really think that it got switched around, just in my perspective, is that they want that other battle at a later date, a different type of venue, just in my opinion. You feel me? From what they was, from how I received it and how they explained it to me, was more so like, oh, we want y'all to still battle. Like, we still want that battle to happen, but just not this card. Like, we got something else planned for that battle. So, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's how they got at him and addressed it to him, you feel me? But that's how they explained it to me. Like, we got something different for this battle right here. So, I mean, it still should be going down. You feel me? Just won't happen in October.
Geechee, everybody wants to know here, man. Let's keep it on it, man. Niggas want to know, are you going to take it there, La Rock? Are you going to take it there?
We got to wait to see October 6th, man. You feel me? We got to wait to see October 6th. That's why y'all got to get y'all tickets now and be in the venue, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to wait to see, man. You know? You never know with me, man. You feel me? But I definitely know I'm not coming to play with them. I'm going to tell you that right now. Like, I'm definitely not coming to play with them. If that's what they thinking, like, it's going to be a friendly jab.
Some people feel that way, Geech.
Nah,
let me tell you what it is. People feel you have the ammo in front of you.
Yeah.
And you can execute it. But are you going to execute it? Not if you can, but are you going to do it? That's the question.
Nah, I feel you. And that's crazy because it's like, that's how people, like, you ain't the first person I heard that be like, man, this battle is so crazy. You got the fucking, I'm like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it's more so like, don't get it twisted. I know the elephant in the room, all the shit that people saying behind closed doors about my man's and that. But, like, I look at him a different way outside that. You know, I wasn't there for that situation. I don't know what his particular reasoning was or was not for whatever little shit went down. You know what I'm saying? So outside that ring, you know what I'm saying, I'll never judge him on that. I could care less, to be honest.
Right.
Like,
that's my
folks, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, I'm not finna discredit him or take nothing from him outside that ring or nothing like that, man, because I done been around him and had nothing but solid vibes from him, you feel me? But in that ring, though, you know what I'm saying? We gonna go to work, you feel me? We gonna go to work,
man.
You know what I'm talking about? Philly, what's up? I think the fans don't right now.
Geechee.
He's just a hot topic.
Geechee,
I think
that's
right
not
now
true,
he's just a
man.
Hot topic to go. I think right now he's just a hot topic to go against three. I think he's just a hot topic to go against. But in their heart of hearts, you feel me? Like, he's still a favorite. Like, he's still Tay Rock. He's still a face of the URL until somebody take that from that man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just say I am coming in. I think to like this the hot topic moment, I'm dumb the favorite. Whoever Briz battle next, the favorite. Whoever T-Top battle next, the favorite, just because it just happened.
Right.
It's like after the shit with the bullshit tree, motherfucking, when I battled motherfucking who I had after that, the NWX, everybody was like,
NWX.
Oh, man, they finna, they got the anger, oh, my God, you know, I can't wait to see what they say. You feel me? Like, nigga, what the fuck? So, you know what I mean? So, I think it's just a hot topic. But once we get in that ring, like, nigga, Tay Rock ain't no nigga that you could play with. You go in there bullshitting around, he get the, you know how an abandoned building be boarded up? All right, I come. You know what I'm saying? How abandoned building be boarded up? I get abandoned. You feel me? You feel me? Boarded up and all that. You feel me?
You said he's the face of URL. Is that something?
I'm gonna be the face though after this. Yeah, I'm gonna snatch that though. He's mine now.
So after Philly, so you telling me after Philly,
Philly, they're gonna put me on the logo like Jerry West. After Philly, they're going to put me on the logo like Jerry West, man. On the real. That's how we going to do it, three. Hello? I don't know what happened.
Geechee, my bad. Geechee, it's my fault.
Yeah, I hear you.
Geechee.
No, it's all
good.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, I hear you.
Is it hard to write them?
Honestly, I just started writing, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I was in a different bag, so I had to switch my bag around. But I mean, it ain't that. I would say it's not that hard because Rock one of them niggas who been doing this shit for a minute, so it's like it's a lot of battles I got to reference from, you know what I'm saying? A lot of material I got to pick at, you feel me? A lot of shit like that, so it ain't that hard, you know what I mean? Real for real.
I got you 2-1.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna hold you to that, man. We gonna get that, man. Bet on me, man, and let me get 10%. You know how we do it. You know how we do it.
That's what it is. Keechi, I appreciate you as always, my nigga. As always, brother.
I appreciate you too, man. I appreciate you for having me, man. Let me call up, talk my shit. You already know, anytime. Hopefully,
before you go, I'll get back on with you too.
That's
so Compton freestyle you did, my nigga. Salute to that, bro. I wish you do that more.
Appreciate it.
More freestyle like that.
Thank you. I got you. I'm gonna have to drop it soon. I got you on that. My homeboy, my cousin, I'm in the car with right now. Chopper, he stayed telling me to get back to the music. So yeah, I'm about to get back on it. I got you, three. That's a fact. All right.
Keechi, I'll let you after October, my nigga. We gotta talk.
No doubt, brody. Y'all be safe out there.
You already, man. Back on live, y'all already know what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Shout out to my brother Geechee Gotti right quick. Listen, man, I picked this brother to win this battle as I'm unloaded. 2-1. I stand corrected. 2-1. I saw this brother won this battle clearly in my eyes. I had Ace Amino. Hey, I told him I saw you won this battle. Proud of my brother, too, man. Big Stage. You know what I'm saying? Let me holler at my brother. Like, call him in the building. Sex gang. Nigga, what? Snake, what's good, my nigga?
Yo, what's good? Three, man. What's good, my nigga?
How are you, bro?
Yo, I'm cooling, man. Can't call it, man. Maintaining, man. Niggas is out here talking and shit. What's up?
Where you want to take it first? You want to talk about your battle first, or you want to go with where you want to take it? I'll let you drive the whip.
I mean, it's your show, man. How do you want to do it, brother?
Let's go inside me first. How do you feel about that? What's your response you get from the overall battle rap community? Because everybody that I see have you winning the battle.
Landslide.
2-1. I'll say 2-1, Snake, to be fair. I got to win in the second round, my G. All right,
yeah.
Okay, that's cool,
but I say landslide in, like, the way niggas was gassing this man up and making him seem like he was the next best thing. It's like, it's nothing but me winning. Like, you ain't nobody got you. You know what I'm saying? And whoever do is the niggas that's, like, you know, little girls out here that's trying to, like, you know what I mean? Like, a couple niggas that just still mad that I'm ain't get washed out yet. That's still like, oh, hey, he lost, man. Everybody that matters said you lost. You know what I'm saying? So. Nah, man, I did what I said I was going to do, three. Like, I can't get too crazy about beating him because I said I was going to do it, you feel me? But now I just want to, you know what I mean, bring that energy to these other niggas, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
I love your third round, my nigga.
We ain't just going to sweep this under the rug, but I see what niggas trying to do. Niggas trying to get quiet.
I love it.
Trying to act like the battle ain't happened. Nah, we ain't doing that. I'm going to get mine, you feel me? I'm going to get mine.
I love it.
This was supposed to be
I love
your
third round, my nigga. That third round was fire, my nigga. I was rocking with that third round, my nigga. But did it mess you up, Snake, that your third rounds were kind of similar, except he spent too much time talking about Tay-Rock, even though you did, but you went back attacking him?
Yeah, I had no idea he had a chain, bro. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, if I knew he
That's
had
crazy.
That shit, I don't know if I'd because I feel like I won the round. Like, if I take my chain shit out, I feel like I won the round even without the chain shit, low-key. You feel what I'm saying? But for him to have a chain also, That was crazy. For me, I couldn't even guess that. You know what I mean? And I had no idea that he was going to do that. That's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
I love that Antonio. I love the Antonio Brown line in the first round, too, my G. You know, I'm a sports nigga.
Yeah.
I love the sports bars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give it to him, man.
Yeah.
Battle of the night. Is it safe to say battle of the night?
Yeah, that's what I was getting due to how the night ended. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Round of the night. Battle of the night. You know what I mean?
Is it?
That's a fact.
And I see you taking a different route in this battle. I'm not comparing Math to Ace. I mean, but in the sense of, I see now you're like, all right, a battle of the doodle, what y'all was saying, is the next guy up. You feel me? Now, give me Shug. Give me some, you know what I'm saying? Give me some names now, because I remember you and I spoke. I sat to the Math battle. I wish you'd have waited a little. You know what I'm saying? You and I spoke about that already. We off that. But
yeah.
Are you
yeah,
on
yeah.
some shit
I
now?
Think...
Like, all right, no more, you know what I mean? Mac Mills, I battle him. I battle J400. Come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fact, bro. Like, nah, man, I'd have been put in those positions where it's like, if I would have lost, you feel what I'm saying, it would have been bad for a nigga. Or even if I would have threw it all away in the first round when some, you know what I mean, did what he did. Like, I could have just threw the battle away right then and there, being high-headed and then not thinking like, yo, the coach is going to kill you and say, keep Ace. That's why I just let, you know what I mean, like, let that go in the first, because I knew, like, yo, when it come down to the raps, bro, he ain't going to be able to dance with me. He's trying to find a way out already. And you see, once that ain't working, now he bending down. Now the nigga need to breathe, and nigga ain't conditioned, man. And he ain't really have really much to say to me. He just, like, he did more talking in the promo than he did in his raps, basically. His promo was better than his raps, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact. I came to murder that nigga. He came to play to the fans and say he knows and shit. Like, I didn't, nah, bro, I came to murk something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
How hard was it for you to maintain composure after the bump?
Not at all, because, like, I knew the stakes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew where we was at. It's the first round, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I got total control of myself, you feel me? When the bump happened, yeah, it's crazy because we spoke before the battle. I ain't gonna say we agreed on shit, but, like, it was just like, yo, do what you do, nigga, this don't be action, you feel what I'm saying? Nah, I didn't know he was gonna bump me like that, but it's like, if you see me, I walk the nigga down, you feel what I'm saying? Like, right after that, like, you feel me? But it's like, what the fuck y'all want me to do? Like, y'all know y'all want me to push the nigga off stage and then the battle ends and there's a brawl already? You feel what I'm saying? I had to eat that, being in the situation that I'm in, where I'm trying to go. You feel me? Couldn't make it look like a young
right.
nigga got me rattled or whatever. Nah. Go ahead. Get your shit off. Yeah.
In the second round, you was with the shit, though,
you
Snake.
Know what I mean?
In the second round, you wasn't having it, though.
I'm,
you was with the shit, though.
Listen, I'm always with the shit, bro. It's just that in that particular moment, He got
right.
off. Like, okay, you feel me? I can't just throw it away already. Okay.
Right.
When the battle goes on, we're going to see. We're going to see. Feel me? Come on, man. When you start bending down and shit in my rounds, then it's like, I got to say something now. Of course, man.
But did you get aggravated in the second round because of him sitting down and tying his shoes a couple times?
That's whack. That was whack. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what was the reason for it. He may have really been winded, but. This battle's been way too anticipated for us to be only in the early rounds. You know what I'm saying? For you to be doing that. Like,
right.
Come on, man. This is going to look a certain way. Like, you know what I mean? Nah, man, I'm standing there while you getting your shit off. Stand there. You know what I'm saying?
All right, right, right. All right, let's address the elephant in the room, man. What's up with you and J-Rock, man?
Tell me, man. I'm hearing niggas calling me. Nigga, I talking about... He did an interview on Hip Hop Is Real or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it.
Were you able to see it?
Yeah,
what's
I seen
take on it, though?
You feel me?
Well, let me ask you this.
Listen.
Before you go there.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking to him at the event and y'all were going back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You were very, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was being said back and forth? I mean, we can hear a little bit, but what were you really, about the chain? Was you stressing the chain or battling dudes in the cave?
Now, listen, let me tell you, first of all, that was
okay.
That was natural. That was just, let me let niggas know, none of that shit was planned, none of that shit was, we just was backstage, you feel what I'm saying? My initial shit was basically, bro, like, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas that's above me is the only niggas to aim for. So that was basically me letting him know, like, I'm here, nigga, I'm coming for you too. But get your hitters in line. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Get the abs and all them niggas. You feel me? Like, if I gotta go through them niggas to get to you, I will. And now I was just looking at, like, if I wanted it, you know that chain is mine. You feel me? I don't know if he felt like I was talking about his chain. You feel what I'm saying? He might have thought I was talking about his chain, but the way he looked like, it was like he might have thought I was trying to press him on his chain. Nah, I was letting that nigga know, like, you know, if I really wanted to dot my chain, that shit belonged to me. But I ain't on that shit. I don't really want that shit. I just was letting him know, like, that shit would belong to me right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's what I told him. That's what I whispered in his ear.
Right.
That's what I told him.
So there was no real beef or static or no, like, war of words where you were around,
nah,
right?
Listen, at the same time, niggas was talking on hip-hop is real, like, niggas gotta come outside. I don't know what the fuck you mean with that, because I'm everywhere. And I'll be everywhere dolo. And yes, it has been love. But once I see how niggas is moving with my big brother, Rex and all that out here, I'm going to show you where I stand, nigga. I don't fuck with you niggas. I don't know you niggas like that. When it go there, this is where I'm at. And ain't going to be no in-between. So when you see, oh, yo, Snake show love, but now he ain't showing love. Yeah, it's mob shit, nigga. That niggas don't fuck with us. We don't fuck with y'all. I don't like, what the highs and highs explain? Ain't going to be no in-betweens, nigga. This is where I stand at. Ain't going to be no out here slandering big bro name and think when I see you, we're still going to be cool. Nah, I try to let it go because I ain't really know the significance of shit. So I really got all the, you know what I mean? Like, all the bullshit behind the scenes, you feel me? Why shit was really going on. And once I got all that, nah, it can't be no out here like, well, I'm in the middle. Or, nah, I'm staying where I'm at. This is where I'm at with it. This is family. This is my brothers. Ain't gonna be no, oh, when I had events, I'm with these niggas. And nah, bro. Nah, we don't move like that, my nigga. So when you talking all this, niggas gotta see me. What you mean by that? What you mean by that? And I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. We ain't gotta take it to the streets, bro. Battle rap boxing,
nah,
what's up? We could get in the ring.
Bro.
What's up? We could get in the ring, nigga. You wanna fight? What's up? Like, how you wanna do this? I clearly posted you backstage and told you, get your hitters ready. It was clearly battle. I don't know what, if you was nervous, I don't know what your, where your mind was. I don't really give a fuck. But now,
do you
see the situation?
You feel the energy was different, though? You feel the energy was different compared when y'all was talking at the event compared to Hip Hop Was Real, the energy?
Listen, man, I don't know if he's feeling the pressure of what happened over the weekend with his niggas.
Right.
That's another thing, too. Niggas talking about you ain't seen niggas backstage. Apparently you didn't. But we was back there getting active, my nigga. That's the problem, bro. Maybe if when your niggas got crazy, you just start swinging on niggas, then we would have probably met somewhere in the middle of the melee. All I know, when Mook swing, Rex swing, I'm going. I don't give a fuck who we fighting. I don't care who we fighting, bro. Niggas wasn't back there targeting Tay-Rock like we was looking for him. Nah, nigga, we was where the action was at. Wherever my niggas is stumbling to, that's where we stumbling to. Now, if you seen your niggas was there, you could have stumbled into it too. And then we'd have been active. Niggas wasn't looking for you. So when you talk about, yo, I was backstage, I ain't seen niggas. Y'all know you ain't seen niggas. We was over there punishing some niggas. That's why. And I was backstage. After that, I was outside. I seen Sean Wilen. I was back there. You know why I was back there? Because I lost my phone and I lost my money. So I was outside wilding too. Acknowledge. I'm out there acting crazy too. Where the fuck my shit at? So niggas see me. And secondly, before I left, because I, to be honest, bro, me and the team broke up during that whole shit. You feel me? So I was outside basically just me and my niggas. So I wasn't with a bunch of niggas when I was outside saying where the fuck my shit at, all I went back in the club, all that. It was no energy. It was none of that. I drove, like, to be honest, me and my nigga, we drove up. I stopped on the corner. I seen niggas on the corner. I poked my head out the window. Looking at niggas, I'm out of here. Niggas seen niggas. It wasn't no extra shit. So I don't know if maybe niggas feeling pressure from the fat niggas saying he ain't jump in. Or at the end of the day, bro, you know, all the extra shit, all the, it's battle rap, bro. This shit gonna fly. All the funny jokes, all that shit gonna fly, nigga. But if you talking all this, oh, you gotta come outside, like, as if to say, a nigga energy ain't the same when he by himself. When? Where? When? 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 I'd have been everywhere by myself, nigga. Gucci, nigga. Shit on deck, too. If you go there, like, what you talking about, nigga? Yeah, I used to show niggas up. Yeah, that niggas on some battle shit. Once I see how niggas is moving with the gang, I'm separating all that. Ain't gonna be no in the middle. This is why I stand. Fuck niggas. I don't care after that, like. So, this is what it is. You talking about this TTC, when I see niggas, listen, man, if you really want to get it shaking, battle rap box and holler at me. I don't got no problem getting in the ring with you, bro. We could duke it.
Mm.
We could do that.
Do you feel that?
You feel me? Listen, like, you know what I'm saying? Because we niggas
but
on
Snake,
my side, we whatever.
That? But Snake,
Snake,
do you feel that what was said on hip hop is real should have been said when y'all was talking one on one?
Yo, you gotta understand, bro. That was quick. Like, y'all might have got the video. That shit happened so fast. Shit happened so fast.
Right.
That is
right,
just like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That was a quick in and out. Like, you feel me? Quick, you know what I'm saying? You know, that was it. My niggas was backstage getting ready for the next battle on type of shit, bro. Like, that shit wasn't planned. That shit was just quick. Like, I didn't even know what I was gonna say to that nigga, bro. So, like, I see niggas. Like, this shit wasn't
right,
my nigga. So, like, I couldn't tell you. Like, bro, I don't really care. He just said how he feel. Only thing I'm really got me like, hold up. When you talk about such and such, when that nigga gotta come outside again, ain't what's gonna happen. Fuck you talking about?
But y'all niggas, but see, here's the thing. Y'all niggas are like a fraternity, man. So from when niggas be fighting each other, I be like, that's
for
y'all. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are a fraternity at the end of the day.
Nah, fuck all that, my nigga. Because if niggas was talking all this hype shit, man, that energy should have been when your niggas was fighting. I don't call it a hip hop real interview. Talk about niggas should have been when niggas come outside again. Nah, we always just outside, nigga. Fuck you mean? And your niggas had a situation. You could have let your shit fly right then and there. You think I was caring about who was I going against when I seen Mook and Rex involved? No, I'm going. It doesn't matter. We could have been fighting the staff, bro. If Mook and Rex them getting in, I'm getting in. It is what it is. Fuck you talking about all this energy. Yeah. Listen, bro, the difference between me, bro, I ain't got to talk shit just to make niggas believe I'm going to do some shit. Like, if it go down, you're going to see how I react, bro. So all that, you should have had that energy on Saturday. Like, his niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? You should have been down with your niggas ready to square up. Like, period. Fuck out of here, nigga. That's crazy.
I wonder if it is the, when I say pressure, just the backlash from some fans and people, you know what I'm saying, doing videos and retweets and showing this, that, and the third. I don't know, because, I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you like I said, man, you can go look at the interview, man. Niggas can clearly see, man, what I said, man. Tell your niggas, I'm talking battle rap to the nigga backstage. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is about. Let's not make two things. Those are two separate things. We backstage talking rap. That was some battle shit. We all backstage. The shit that happened on stage, that's a whole nother thing. There's a whole nother reason for why that went to where that went. None of that shit is intertwined. Like, none of that shit. So y'all need to understand that. That shit with me and Rock, that was just some random, we bumped each other, that's some that. The shit on stage, you know how that transpired. Domino effect. You say what you said in the first round, our tensions was high. In the second, you see how the shit go. You feel what I'm saying? That shit happened on stage for what? What niggas was saying, like, you feel what I'm saying? Me backstage is just me bumping in them niggas and letting niggas know I'm coming for niggas, and it gets your niggas in line.
Mm.
None of the two have anything to do with each other. Only thing I know, when Mook got into shit on stage, when he went to go, I'm going. I'm not worried about who fighting, I'm not seeing who on the other side, who did not swing on, who's not now, I'm not worried about none of that. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas got trampled, niggas got up, boom, 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 shit happened, blah, 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 blah. I ain't like, you feel me? I don't know where niggas was at. Niggas, I a bunch of niggas. We was back there, bro. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, things
I heard,
my G.
That's all. Listen, I heard. Let me tell you something. This is how I know what shit happens. Niggas told me things that happened. I didn't talk about it on my show. I left it alone. When I seen you on Math Show, right? And you ain't saying nothing. You just, I saw like a snake. You see this nigga, boy. This nigga just chilling. He not saying a word. That's how I know the vibes and shit. I go up niggas' vibes with niggas ain't saying nothing. Like, I ain't got to say much. Like, Beanie Siegel said,
At the end of the day, bro, niggas ain't understand, bro. Niggas is defending themselves, nigga. Niggas is defending themselves, bro. Once shit break out, bro, and niggas is charging niggas, bro, niggas is going there. You feel me? Niggas ain't worried about who's on the other side of shit. So none of that, like, niggas act like that shit was planned. Like, we wanted to attack certain niggas. Nah, nigga. Shit happened and niggas stood with who they were supposed to stand with. Now, I can't tell you why niggas ain't staying with their niggas. I know why I was with my niggas. This is family. This is hometown. Shit niggas do for niggas off this battle rap shit. It's going to always be family for life, nigga. So when they go, I go. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about how many times I dap you at events. Nigga, that shit go out the window.
Let me tell you how real it is, y'all, for listeners right quick. I could tweet something about Rex. I could say Rex going to lose a battle. Yo, Rex, you can never question this man's loyalty, my nigga. I'm going to be real with you, fam. I've known Snake Eyes for a long time, and y'all blood family, no doubt. Snake Eyes would hit me ASAP, y'all, ASAP. Yo, three, you my man, but chill on, bro. Like, oh, and I got so much respect for Snake for that. That's why I can never go back and forth when he defends his mans. And he does that all the time. So loyalty to you, bro, I can never question that. Never. Never. It's just real. I'm going to be honest with you.
Nah, man, you feel what I'm saying? Nah, I be feeling like sometimes. Yeah, you know what I mean? I ain't going to lie, bro. You know how we do, bro. I respect your opinion. You feel what I'm saying?
Of course,
like,
my man.
Let me get real when you feel me.
You still going to let me know what it is, and I respect it.
No,
I
A fact, bro. How it should be. You feel me? Like, I just want to say this, bro. Like, this shit ain't no beef shit. You feel me? But when you saying shit like, oh, niggas got to come outside of there, now you making niggas not know what's up. You feel me? Now it's like, all right, what do you mean? But if you just want to get it shaken, you feel away, then let's not fuck up money. Battle rap boxing, what's up?
Yeah, don't mess the bread up.
Not,
let's not mess the bread up, the venues up. Let's not do that.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Cause niggas, listen, bro, because niggas already going, like, trying to make, oh, Snake is trying to, oh, he's doing too much. Bro, I'm not doing nothing, bro. I'm standing with my team, bro. I'm standing with my niggas, bro. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Now, when you start talking about extra shit, bro, like, I ain't afraid to get in the ring with niggas. We get in the ring, nigga. If that ain't going to be the case, then stand where you stand, bro. Because niggas will see me, continue to see me. Nothing's going to change. Don't get extra when niggas see me. Because niggas going to be ready to always be ready to go. But if you feel away and you're really tense and you want to get some shit off, we should go in the ring. If not, niggas know the vibes when niggas see niggas. Don't act crazy. Because niggas always going to be on go. Fuck niggas talking about. Always, nigga. But if you want to get a bag and get beat up, we can go to the ring. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Could dudes ever be on the same page? I'm talking about Rex and Rock. Could that ever be? Is it that deep or it's not that deep? It's battle rap and it's just, or is it more than that? It's deeper than battle rap because dudes were affiliated under the Dot Mob umbrella.
No key, bro. There's a lot of things that's, like, not connected. Like, you may have to hit Big Bro. You feel me? And talk to him about, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
what
right.
He's personally
right.
saying. I'm speaking on me. You feel me? Because, you know, we had the back and forth that came out on Hip Hop Is Real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. You feel what I'm saying? He responded to me on Hip Hop Is Real. I'm just responding to that, what he's saying about me. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Were you shocked,
as though? I don't...
Were you shocked he said your name on Hip Hop Is Real? Were you shocked at that segment?
Nah, I was shocked that niggas was talking about on my scene, niggas, and it's all up. All right, niggas gotta come out again as if, like, a nigga pussy or something. Like, if a nigga gonna be scared when he see you. That ain't the case, bro. None of y'all niggas in this battle rap shit profane me, bro. You know how I met Beasley? And I was about to fucking turn up. I was about to shut down the PGs. Let's stop, bro. Like, let's stop, bro. Like, niggas is bugging the fuck out. I've been the one that be chilling. Fuck is you talking about? Fuck these niggas talking about. Trust me, bro. Like, we, like, yo, man. Like I said, man, ain't nothing gonna change. The energy gonna stay the same. All these niggas could die as far as in the ring. And you feel what I'm saying? If niggas feel a way, we could get in the boxing ring. Or if niggas just really wanna be on some street shit, then be on that.
Nah,
when
nah,
see
nah.
niggas. Don't do it. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Nah,
don't be on the camera. Then, like, well, that's what. Listen, bro. What I'm trying to say is, bro, I'm just responding, bro. I'm saying this, bro.
Right, right.
Don't put shit away where niggas gonna slice it and be hitting me up thinking it's some crazy shit. Like, niggas hitting me up like it's some crazy beef. I don't know that it's no crazy beef. I run up on this man about baddie shit.
It sounded crazy.
Nah,
I'm gonna keep it, yo, Rock. I gotta keep it real, Rock. If you hear this, my G, I always keep it 100, my nigga. I didn't like that. I was like, wow, like, certain things I wish could be taken back. Like, let's not go there, bro.
Listen,
it's
man, like I said, bro.
And energy.
Listen,
like,
bro.
Let's not. Go there with
listen,
it.
Bro, that energy was well needed on Saturday, you feel what I'm saying? For his side. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So I don't that shit that niggas like us over, we look at it different. I'm just addressing we gonna see niggas again, like you gotta pop up. What the fuck you mean by that, nigga? Like, what you mean by that, nigga? So stop it, bro. Like, if we was on some bullshit, bro, we'd have really been on some bullshit. Niggas fuck with you, like, honestly. It ain't no real hate for
right.
you, nigga.
It's right,
just
right, right,
shit
right,
that
right.
line gotta be drawn, nigga. Niggas don't hate you, dog.
Right.
Like, come on, my nigga. So, listen, if you feel away, bro, you feel like niggas is not you feeling away, bro, we can get in the ring, bro. Feel like that, my nigga. You ain't even got to keep going back and forth, bro. Fuck it.
Wow. Are you and Shook finally gonna happen?
Say that again, bro.
Are you and Shook?
Yeah, Shook. Yo, listen, man, I told Shook yesterday, man. You see, Shook just got announced with JC on that Philly card. You know what I'm saying? I told Shook, man, don't die, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you get clipped, man. You really going to have to come see me. You feel what I'm saying? The best bet is to win that battle and try to, you know what I mean, spend a block on me for another battle. And then, cause I'm telling you, bro, niggas ain't going to want to see me next, bro. Like, you feel me? If niggas think that's something, bro, you niggas ain't, I ain't reached my peak at all, my nigga. Ichi, another nigga, bro. I see you out here going back and forth with Mike T. We not doing that, bro. Because, listen,
Before you go, Snake. I interviewed him, and to be fair, he told me, and I ain't dropping yet, but I'm going to tell you, he said he wanted to battle you before Mike D. That's what he told me.
That's real. That's real, but I see, like, this is why I say, like, I was just asking people, whose storyline is more realer, me and Geechee's or Geechee's and Mike D?
Well, I would say you and Geechee, because it's supposed to happen already.
Right. And the crazy shit is, right, I was doing the same shit with Mike D. Trying to get him to come outside, right?
Right.
See how shit is, right? You trying to just, like, I wouldn't call it skipping the line and that like that, but, like, the culture know me and Gotti was been supposed to happen. I let Tech N9ne skipping the line before, like, it battled Gotti. You feel me? When that shit came out of nowhere. That shit stopped us from battling the first time. Got Tech N9ne coming out of nowhere. RP Tech N9ne. You feel what I'm saying? And then they battled. Now, We just what I was trying to tell Geechee is, bro, I let Tech skip the line before. I'm definitely not sitting back watching you battle Mike before me, my nigga. Like, come on, son. Come on, son. We not doing that, my nigga. Come on, my nigga. Like,
nice,
you can
Mike
do
nice
what
though.
You want,
Mike
but
nice
come
though.
On, though, Geechee.
Mike
you feel
nice though, son.
No, Mike. Listen, let me say this. Oh, but you got Mike P is nice. Mike P is nice.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand how you was trying to act like you was so above me, bro, when I was just grinding out here. Trying to get my name up. Like, you was trying to shit on me as if I never was going to have a chance to be in a position to call shots or want certain niggas. Now that I've worked my way up, it's like, you made me want to say fuck you. But to be honest, bro, I don't feel the same way all the time. So to be honest, if niggas really want Mike P to die, he can fucking die too. You feel what I'm saying? It don't matter. Shug, Geechee, Mike P, Nitty.
Right.
These type of niggas that I want to battle, bro, and test my shit with, bro. Mike P, because the fans is calling for it. I really didn't give a fuck what since the fans really like, nah, Snake, we want to see you kill Mike. We want to see you kill Mike. Well, then
I want to see
Mike P,
bro.
Yeah, so if niggas really want it, bro.
The storyline is nice, though, with you and Mike P, though. And you know what, though? You and Mike P have a better storyline than you and Geechee Gotti, I think.
Because it was more natural. Yeah, it was more natural. It was really like it's been a while.
Right.
Like, you feel me? Ain't nothing made up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nobody was calling him police before me. It was me that burned that out in the ride about it. That was me in the third round. Look at it. Put the camera on him. Nobody was calling police before me. So you feel what I'm saying? So my only thing with Mike was like he was just trying to like he was so bigger than me and like a nigga never was going to elevate. And now that the nigga is elevated, I just want to show him like, now look, nigga, I'm here, nigga. I could be on some bullshit and say fuck you. But I ain't going to shoot the fans out of a fire battle. You feel what I'm saying? If the fans feel like me and Mike G be dope due to all the bullshit, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? But if he feel like he don't want to battle me because I was just talking shit, then cool, we can go on. Much success to you. But as far as you just got it, come on, man. He West Coast, I'm East Coast, man. Come on, man. We got to meet, man. Our energy.
Low-key, Snake. Low-key, you in Chess in a band city spot, nigga. I wouldn't mind seeing that, bro. I know y'all respect each other. Y'all fuck with each other, so I don't know. If y'all will go there with it, because I know y'all much respect y'all got for each other. I know you always shout out Chess every time I see you on interviews. You always shout him out. I don't know if y'all would. I think it'll be a dope battle, though. In a small room setting.
I'm all with that because he got the energy, you feel what I'm saying? And the boy got the skills to go with it. He ain't just all energy, nigga. Like, he really got the skill set to go with it. So, I'll just see Chess. Yeah, that'd definitely put that nigga pen go crazy. So, definitely, I'm up for that. But my thing is, though, three, man, like, I feel like I did my band duty. Like, you feel me? I did my band duty.
Okay, gotcha.
I did my Survivor Series duties. I did mine. You feel me on that? I want to be put in a situation where it's do or die. You know what I'm saying? I want them back against the wall type battles. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what brings the best out of me. You know what I mean? Where niggas not expecting for me to do good. Like, when I battle Gotti, I know people going to have me as the underdog. I need that. When I battle Sugar, I knew niggas gonna have
me. You will be underdog, my nigga. You will definitely be underdog.
And I need that.
Underdog,
I love
man.
It.
You my man, but you
love
underdog,
it, bro.
Though.
I love it. I love it, bro.
Like
then
shit,
when that,
you love it, though.
Right, because then when Saturday comes, you don't see Rex coming. You don't see nothing I do coming. You don't see it. You know what I'm saying? So I love it. You know what I mean? I love to prove niggas wrong.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I'm definitely looking forward to, you know what I mean, the future as far as where you are and what's next. You know what I mean? I feel like the Philly card is a good card for me to sit down, tune up a couple things, fix a couple things, and get ready for who is going to be next. So, like Suge, Geechee, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like that, I mean, those
hold
are the
nigga.
Niggas
up,
I'm trying to see
up,
next.
Hold up. How are you a math show talking about Cassidy 2-1, my nigga?
I mean, yeah, that prediction is me. Like, that's just how I feel.
I
don't have nothing to do with what's been online, none of that. Like, you feel me? I made that prediction based on, like, how I truly feel. And, like, I'm going to be honest, my from that era, Third Avenue, what about the DVDs, all that. Like, you feel me? I was a Cassidy guy. So, like, I would say this. Goods won the battle, right? But I feel Cassidy first round was dope, fire. I feel like the second and third, he could have got a little more respect. You know what I'm saying? He could have got a little more
respect.
Third, but I ain't saying it
was
cold as shit.
My nigga, your third round was better than Cassidy's first round, my nigga. What are you talking about? Your third round is going to be better than that nigga shit, man.
Yo, only thing I'm trying to say is, bro, at home, a nigga is going to be his best, bro.
Only verb.
That
shit only works a verb. That shit only works a verb to me, my nigga.
All right, but look, we never got URL in Philly before, so this is everything will be fresh.
True.
So, like that, but at the same time, Arsenal is a killer. You feel me? He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows what to do. He knows what buttons to push. He know, like, I'm quite sure.
That's
Arsenal
why I don't know
how
Cassidy can beat that. I don't know how Cassidy can beat that snake.
So then, tell me this: what if when you watching a battle, you see Cassidy doing shit to beat that? Then what?
I gotta give it up.
You feel what I'm saying? So I think Cass understands all that. He understands, like, I think he knows what type of game Arsenal plays to come to the court with. He knows it's going to be a real physical, you know what I mean, call a foul every possession type. And it's going to be one of those games. Like, it's going to be real physical. But I think Cass,
don't move in the ring, man. He stays in one spot. He don't move around. Like, damn, my nigga Cass.
This Cass is breaking, man. Y'all niggas got a legendary interview, man.
I wish he'd come back on, Snake. He'll fuck with me, my nigga. I wish that nigga would come back on.
He'll
fuck with me.
Yeah, man.
I respect it, though. Snake, are we going to see you one more time before the year's over? Battle rap wise.
Oh, man. I'm hoping. I mean, hopefully, man. If not, you feel me? Definitely at the end of the year. But I'm saying for sure. But you know,
yo, it would have been nice to see you on this World Legacy 8 card. It would have been nice to see you on that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Salute the North and shit, man. Definitely, man. Shout out to Cleveland.
Well, should have got my name on there. Come on, I'm just saying.
Yeah, nah, that's all love, man. We definitely, bro. They got to come back. You feel what I'm saying? Like, come on, shit is going to happen.
Right.
You know, everything is fresh. You feel me? Everybody need a little break for a while. You feel me? Let's get the anticipation rolling for this Philly card. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? You're going to come back to the niggas that's deserving. You feel me? It's undeniable.
Right,
I can't deny what
I
just did. So it's just, you know what I mean? You'll know sooner than later, bro.
All right. My nigga Snake, I appreciate you as always, my G.
Yo, you already, my nigga. Got them all.
That's
back
what it
here.
Is, man.
Still ready.
Shout out to my nigga Snake Eyes, man. Y'all know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy, T-Lunner, man. What?